Item number one, from the Pension Obligation Bond Work Group, seeking approval of initial authorization resolution for the refunding of the pension obligation bonds in the amount not to exceed $145 million.
Morning.
You're on.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Thank you. Would it be okay, Mr. Chairman, if I took one and two together in terms
sure.
of explaining? Okay, thank you.
Why don't you call number two then so that people know we're doing that.
Item number two, from the Comptroller, requesting approval for initial authorizing resolution for the general obligation refunding bonds in an amount not to exceed $27 million.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I will take the pension obligation replacement bonds first. We're here to discuss the initial authorizing resolution and subsequent delegation for the pension obligation notes. In 2009, the county issued $400 million in pension obligation notes. That issue consisted of two issues, one for $265 million and one for $135 million. The $135 million issue was for a five-year term, and it was at that time determined that the county would issue those bonds, the $265 on a 20-year term, the $135 on a five-year term, to match the amortization rate of the unfunded liability at that time, or a portion of the unfunded liability. That five-year note was going to be replaced in order to then issue a 20-year replacement bond. We did a presentation in July kind of outlining what that consisted of. But before you asking for permission to now issue those bonds, because those bonds are due December 1st, 2013, the $135 million and then the subsequent interest payment at that time. The item before you is to delegate the authority to issue the bonds and work within the parameters that are laid out that I will go over to the Comptroller's office. The parameters of the financing would be a maximum coupon rate of about 5.5%, and the coupon rate is basically the interest rate on each one of the maturities, and a true interest cost, which is the overall interest rate of 5.5%. We did the estimate for the proposal, and the rates were in around 4.3, so we clearly are expecting to be under that 5.5%. A par call provision, typically the county has a par call provision of 10 years, and basically what that means is that after 10 years, you would be able to then refund the bonds again. It basically gives investors 10 years of guaranteed interest. The other provision would be a make-whole call provision. The existing bonds have a make-whole call provision. This is a provision that is very common for corporate debt. The taxable pension obligation bonds tend to be marketed within that market. This would allow the county to refund. However, if we were to refund, the make-whole would mean that the county would have to make investors whole for the remaining bond years. So it would be a net present value future costs you'd have to pay in order to do that. And then the final parameter would be a minimum purchase price of 98%. Basically, that would mean that we're expecting that the purchase right price would come in under what the market price would be, so 98% of what the market value would be. So those are the parameters that we're asking you to approve for the delegation, and the final results are anticipated to be within those parameters. And there's a not-to-exceed amount for the 135 of $145 million. And that dollar amount consists of the principal amount of the bonds, the 135, and the $7.3 million interest payment that's associated with it. And then there's some cost for cost of issuance and market conditions that may cause that number to vary. So for the most part, that is what's before you. I'll take any questions on that item before I discuss the other.
I mean, one of the reasons that we're coming before you now is with interest rates currently in the marketplace being as low as they are, We have no anticipation when these rates potentially could start going up or any changes in the market or other types of things. I mean, these bonds are not due until December 1st, 2013. So the reason we're looking at going earlier is to capture the lower interest rates. And so when we're doing our calculations, we're looking at the fact that we're going to have to pay the interest on these bonds earlier, you know, if we do it as of December 1st, 2012, up to a year earlier and have that additional interest in there. We might look at December, we might look at January, we might look at February. And the reason we're asking for a delegation back to us is so that we can go into the market when we need to. Generally, that's a little different than what we usually handle with the Finance and Audit Committee, because generally we do it during a Thursday that your committee is meeting or during a county board meeting that we time it, so that you usually meet during the noon hour and you talk about the rates are, and then you authorize it, and then the board approves it in the afternoon. We're asking for a delegation to us so that we can be watching what is happening in the market and be prepared with the team that's in the front row here to go when we need to go with these bonds. But we're looking at the fact that with these bonds, when we had issued these back in 2009, we were looking at interest-only cost of about $8.9 million per year for about a 20-year period. Now, with the interest rates where they are, and that was based upon an assumption of around 6.2 to 6.5%. Now we're looking in the area of hopefully we're asking for, you know, up to 5.5%, but market's currently around 4.3, and so we would be able to pay still the $8.9 million, but have interest and principal in that amount because of the lower interest rates. One of the issues that the pension work group is still trying to decide is a decision regarding the structure of those, of whether it's an amortization over 15 years or an amortization over 20 years. So that's one of the discussion points that we currently have. My recommendation to the group has been the over 20-year term in that, but we're having a group discussion regarding that item. So the authorization we're looking for is, I just wanted to make sure you understood, it's a little different than what you normally have for a delegation to us. We're also asking to go earlier if need to because of where interest rates are in the marketplace, and allowing the group to make a decision as to the amortization. Just one thing regarding the difference between the amortization. The difference between the 15-year and the 20-year is about $3.5 million a year, or about $40 million in total over the entire term. We believe, or I believe, that doing the 20-year term allows you some more room. It also allows, if you want to place some of those additional funds, some of that difference, into the stabilization fund. The county hasn't used the stabilization fund in the last couple of years, the $2 million that we initially said. You could use that for placing the stabilization monies in there. But it also provides you some room over the next couple of years as you're dealing with a number of different issues.
And on the stabilization fund was created as a part of the 2009 financing. It was about $6.5 million in there. $4.5 million was put in for the first budget, and another $2 million put in. And it basically was used for any changes in the pension costs and things like that. So that's still sitting there, but it's not a part of this financing.
Any questions, comments from committee? Supervisor Lipscomb. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So on that last point, which I guess I understand the delegation relative to market conditions and whatnot, but on this issue of amortization term and that schedule, that seems like a big factor that we're sort of giving up right now. We're not making a decision on that. We're saying that the work group and you are going to decide that, or will you have the final call on that? I guess I'd like to understand how that gets resolved if there's a difference of opinion.
You know, we have a work group related to it, trying to make a decision regarding it. I think it would still come down to what my decision would be regarding the item. The board could, I believe, as part of a resolution or that, indicate a preference for one or the other, towards that end. But when we had come here with this item, we didn't have a decision, within the group. There was discussion going back and forth regarding the two items. And we did do two attachments. We did an attachment which showed the difference between the two. And so to answer your question, I think the final decision would come down to me, but I believe the board could weigh in on the item.
All right. I do have some other questions that I'd like to go over individually, and
sure.
I apologize. I wasn't able to do it with budget deliberations, but I'd like to do it before Thursday.
Sure.
But I won't take the committee's time. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander.
I was going to move approval, Mr. Chair.
Oh, okay. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. First, I want to thank Pam Bryan for again taking her time and making sure she educated us. I know we have a good team of advisors, and I won't spend a lot of time on all the details. Mr. Mansky, you're recommending that the board do this?
Yes, I am.
And your preference for 20 years is perhaps a more conservative approach from the point of view of allowing the board to have more choices in the capital budget. Is that correct?
It in essence provides you more flexibility. The reason why I look at the 15 or the 20-year approach is that was back in 2009 when we looked at this. Because we were doing pension obligation bonds, we were also looking at the pension and the amortization of the unfunded liability. So we had to take in both the debt that the county had and the amortization of the unfunded liability together and take a look at all of that. And I believe that still was the best way to take a look at it. Nothing significant has really changed within our amortization of our pension amount. We have the loss in 2008 that we knew about when we went in there. We've had some gains and other losses, but I still feel this provides you the most flexibility. With the lower interest rates, you were receiving a lot of savings compared to where we thought we would be in 2009, but I think it provides you budgetary savings that you can use for operating or capital purposes.
And for the record, I agree with that approach, so I would agree with the 20 years. I also think the money should be put in the stabilization fund to the extent we have the ability to do that. My only fear is that we're not going to be able to act fast enough on this. I fear after the presidential election, with the fact that we've been doing something called quantitative easing in our monetary system, we're going to see inflation take off next year sometime. And I get concerned that you may not be able to act fast enough on the bonds if that happens. Any comments?
What we've done is we've had various people from our advisors back here go through various scenarios with us and go through items. I can bring up to them how fast we can react to items. They believe that, a January time frame is the likelihood right now. They're not certain what's going to happen with the marketplace, going on. But the market has been going up and down. I will have conversations with them about how fast we can react the items, and we can get back to you regarding that.
I'd appreciate that. And, if their answer is we can't act that quickly on that, then I would prefer we do it earlier in the year while the interest rates, we know, are low. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I said some things the other day about the flexibility and stabilization thing. things we didn't have before. We've been since 2009, so we've done some real good things. I know I appreciate the flexibility. It's so important to save us money, obviously. I would just like to ask for all of us again to, if the our advisors could introduce themselves, and if they have any other comments besides what Mr. Mansky has made, especially in the 15 to 20 year idea. Since I'd like to, if, with the committee's indulgence, just to have them introduced, and if they have any other comments, either corroborate or would bring another idea, and that we talked about in timing stuff like that, if they would comment on that. Since they're here, might as well hear from my thought. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're going to need to come up so the microphone can...
Almost come up?
Yeah. Yeah. So just introduce yourself and if you have anything. And if...
I am...
If could, would you have some cards? Maybe somebody could get you a card from the back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Now you're going to have to fill out cards, too. So. Extra work here.
Oh, we'll get the cards. I'm Emil Banks, Attorney Emil Banks of Emil Banks & Associates, located here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Jim Kelly from J.P. Morgan, representing the underwriters on the proposed transaction. I would just concur that the market is favorable right now, and we are dedicated to moving as quickly as possible to helping the county achieve the objectives stated in the proposal.
Let me have a follow-up.
Go ahead, Supervisor Schmidt.
I concur, okay, and you gave a point. I guess what I didn't hear... Is there any downside, in your opinion, to doing this?
To doing what specifically?
Well, specifically what we're talking about doing today, the 145 and the bonding we're doing and the flexibility we're giving you, obviously.
No, there's no downside. The bonds will need to be refinanced December 1 of 2013. So from that perspective, the county will need to move forward on that, and taking advantage of the current interest rate environment is a very sound management decision.
I move approval.
Okay. And Mr. Banks, you didn't have anything specific else to add?
I do not have any. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I do not have anything specifically to add.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a motion to approve. Madam Clerk, will you take the roll? This is on item one.
Separate.
Yeah, we should. Take them separately. Why don't we?
Okay.
Haas.
Aye. Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item number 1 is approved.
And Supervisor Alexander, had you moved approval of item 2 also?
Officially, I haven't. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion on that?
I just want to give you a little bit of information.
Sure.
On this one. The GO refunding is for the refunding of our 2004 and 2005 corporate purpose bonds. The county typically goes through its portfolio of bond issues and looks and determine which ones are good refunding candidates, and those two are the latest candidates. We would be asking for a delegation on this one as well. This would be a competitive bond sale. The county has a policy of any advanced refundings having a 3% a net present value savings in comparison to the refunded bonds. This would have about a $2 million savings over the remaining life, which is about 6 years. We're looking at a maximum coupon rate of about 5%. With an overall interest rate of 2.5%. When we did the estimates on this one, the market conditions were yielding about a 1.7% interest rate. This wouldn't have a call provision because there's only 6 years remaining. And then we would expect it to basically go out at the market price as well. So those are the parameters that are laid out
we
for
meet
this
the
one.
3%.
With approval?
Yeah, we do meet the 3%. We're actually at 8%.
Any other questions or comments on this? If not, would you take the roll, please?
Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item number 2 is approved.
We're going to take